this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Stacy Keith, one of my favorite writers, who you'll find on Medium.com and Amazon.com. Here is What Having Big Boobs Taught Me About You. Someone asked me the other day, what would your life have looked like if you didn't have enormous boobs? It's a really good question, one with feminist implications and practical ones. Would I have been taken more seriously? Is that necessarily something one ought to aspire to? What does being taken seriously look like? What honor does it confer? Frankly, I wouldn't know. Most people who meet me are only serious about not getting caught staring down the ravine of my cleavage. I make no effort to hide it. Why should I? There's no pretending the boobs aren't there. I'm neither proud nor ashamed of them. They are as much a part of my daily existence as shampoo and coffee and, oh, hey, look, boobs. I suspect the glazed expression I see on people's faces comes from frantic odds calculations. Are they real? Are they real? Can I squeeze one? Are they real? Many consider them vulgar. Some people burst into peals of laughter when I walk by. Anything a large-breasted woman wears screams, leave a 20 on the dresser, anyway, and the world is horribly cruel to people who are different. Some men are nicer to me because of them. I've weaseled out of traffic tickets and gotten into nightclubs. I've been bumped up to first class by smitten airline pilots. Mountains of cocaine have been offered to me. No thanks. Along with stern admonishments to dress more modestly. No thanks. And people's cocked eyebrow skepticism when I tell them I'm a writer. Fuck you. Clothes are a joke. Equally hilarious is me, ever, looking slim, regardless of what my weight might be. There is just too much mass to overcome. With the boobs comes a certain all-over voluptuousness anyway, something one does battle with from age 12 onward, particularly in the States where every woman, regardless of her genetics, is expected to look like a Q-tip. Mostly, I refuse to be burkaed. I don't dress to hide my boobs or try to create a more flattering silhouette. I left flattering about 9 exits back. They're there, right there, getting in the way, knocking over shit. My cleavage is a coin slot for just about everything I eat. I strongly believe that I would have attracted better men and men who were better for me if I were less substantially proportioned. Big boobs are a siren call to emotionally manipulative sociopaths, sex addicts, and guys who want to save you from other men like them and then, you guessed it, put you in a burqa. I appreciate the fact that my boobs made me a lot of money as a former centerfold and featured dancer, but in real life, I never try to capitalize on their power. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure I'd know how. Sexually manipulating men doesn't interest me in the slightest. In romantic situations, they're nice. In non-romantic situations, they're sweaty, crumb-catching nightmares. But it would be disingenuous for me to say that my life wouldn't have been different if I'd been normal, by whatever parameter we measure that. There are 1,000 opportunities I wouldn't have been given, men I wouldn't have known, adventures I wouldn't have had were it not for the fact that big boobs are a sexual magnet. And to be fair, without my boobs, I would suffer a crisis of identity. I would be forced to deal with life completely unprotected. I hide behind them. I am very good at hiding. It has become so second nature. I am rarely aware that I use my boobs as both a cloaking device and a deflection shield. Behind them, I watch. I observe. Not unkindly, just curious. People fascinate me, especially the ways in which they too hide. Cigarette smoke, bravado, religious faith, money. We all build a hologram. Some of us believe it. Others, like me, are a little weary of the effort it takes to maintain the illusion. Somewhere down the line, I went from morbidly shy, geeky, and book smart to having a 36K size personality. In a flash of insight, an old boyfriend of mine once quipped that I'd cultivated such a strong personality because I was determined not to be overshadowed by my boobs. I wonder if I would have had the courage to come out personality-wise were it not for the protection they offered me. In a thousand ways, my boobs have informed every second of my life. I have never felt inadequate in this department, and I know that many women do, which to me is a scathing indictment of what we value women for in this society. But here's the thing. It's a primrose path, this being fuckable. It offers ample reason to suspect that the entirety of a woman's strength, purpose, and power is sexual. And it is, if you aren't willing to do the work to make your power felt in other ways. It's not always easy, but just being fuckable is to suffer the law of diminishing returns. True strength and true power are not determined by your cup size or your dress size. True strength comes as a result of not looking outside yourself for approval or confirmation of your worth, especially from men whose own self-worth is hung up on whether they can fuck you. Some lessons you're just going to learn the hard way. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.